A recent increase in immigration enforcement is putting undocumented families in North Carolina on edge. Many are staying in their homes to avoid being spotted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, also known as ICE. But as Jess Clark reports, if you're an undocumented high school student, that means missing school.
On a cold morning in late January, Riverside High School senior Wildin David Guillen Acosta started his car to warm it up for the drive to school. He went inside his family's Durham apartment to grab his book bag, and when he came back out, two ICE officers were waiting for him. Acosta's father, Hector, says he woke to the sound of his son yelling,
"Que no quería ir."
That he didn't want to go.
Para mí era duro eso. Y que iba a hacer ahí nada. No podía hacer contra la autoridad.
It was very hard for me. I couldn't do anything. What was I going to do? What could I do against immigration?
Acosta is now in a detention center in Georgia, while a judge decides whether he'll have another shot at getting refugee status. Acosta was 17 when he crossed the border illegally in 2014. He came to join his mother, sister, and father, who were already in the U.S., and to escape the violence ravaging their home country of Honduras. His sister Catherine, a sophomore at Riverside, explained at a Durham Board of Education meeting that Acosta left Honduras after gang members gave him an impossible choice. Join us or we will kill you.
If he is deported, he is going to be deported to Honduras. And he will die.
Riverside teachers say Acosta's chair isn't the only one that's been empty since he was taken into custody.
The Monday after it happened, I was missing eight students in my homeroom out of 23.
That's Ellen Holmes, a Riverside Spanish teacher. Her homeroom is all English language learners, many of whom, she says, are undocumented and now fear being picked up by ICE on their way to or from school. Holmes told the school board those who are coming are often too anxious to focus.
I spent my lunch period today trying to calm a very high-achieving student who has a bright future, who's going to go to college, but is so scared that she's going to come home and her parents aren't going to be there.
Holmes says several missing students return to school after a few weeks, but others are still unaccounted for. Brian Cox is a spokesman for ICE. He says Acosta and others detained in North Carolina fit a specific profile.
These are adults who have had their day in court, their case was considered, an immigration judge ordered them removed from the United States, and they fall within one of ICE's stated removal priorities.
Cox says ICE has a policy against carrying out operations in schools, and that the agency is simply following priorities set by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. In 2014, DHS made it a priority to remove anyone with an order for deportation who had arrived illegally after January 1st, 2014, or who had been stopped at the border.
And so as Mr. Acosta is an individual who is a recent arrival and also who was encountered at the border of the United States, he falls into both of those categories in terms of ICE priorities.
Ahí ese muchachito. Y es un pepe que él quiere.
Back at the Acosta's apartment, there's a lot of anxiety. Wildin Acosta is still in detention and may be headed back to Honduras. Catherine, who is also undocumented, is at school, a decision her mother, Dilcia, was against at first.
No estaba tan de acuerdo, pero ella está allí.
She says she didn't agree with her daughter's decision, but that she knows Catherine also wants to move forward in life, so she has to accept the consequences, whatever they may be.
Importando las consecuencias que vengan.
Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.